It's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head football coach at Pisgah, Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. Pisgah last night getting a win over Polk County, a game that was close really throughout. In the end, Pisgah was just certainly too much for Polk County and got out of there with a big win. Now get to go into the bye week. I feel like probably in pretty good shape health-wise, and Pisgah sits at 4-2 right now. And saw a lot of good things again last night, particularly in the second half, really, which you guys dominated, Coach.
You know, excited about, obviously, the win last night and having some momentum going into the second half of the season and starting conference play here in a couple of weeks. And you mentioned health already. You know, we feel like once we start conference, provided we don't lose anybody in practice the next 2 weeks, we'll finally be completely healthy, which we haven't been all year. So we're certainly excited about that and getting everybody back in positions and places that we've had them in earlier in the year. But, you know, again, just a really good win last night. Certainly I know there was quite a bit of adversity getting out on the field and the delays and all of those things. But really good crowd. I know some of the people, you know, went back out to their cars and hung around there for a little while. But once we come back out, man, they were packed back in there again. And, you know, that was really good to see.
We've had great crowds all season long. We talked some about that last night. So, you know, we were in the booth and we weren't exactly sure what was going on. At first I thought, well, maybe some of the officials hadn't gotten there yet. But when did you realize that you're going to be in a situation where you might have to put the kids on the shelf for a little bit before we could get back out there?
You know, we really didn't. We had gone through all of our pregame stuff and, you know, I met with the kids. We always do that about 7:18. And, you know, captains were usually coming out of the locker room about 7:24, get the captains out there by 7:25. And, you know, we're going into the tunnel, and I'm fixing to go through them to get to the front.
Right.
And all of a sudden, they're turning back around, coming back in. And, you know, certainly there were some lightning issues that they were concerned with. I know it kind of skirted us a little bit and got around us. But, you know, thankfully, we didn't have to postpone the game, and we were able to get it in.
Did the officials make that call? Is that where that came from? Did that come from in-house?
No, that's actually our athletic trainer. Miss Emmy Lou, she has complete control over that, and you know, she started monitoring it early. As a matter of fact, when we were warming up last night, she had come to me when we were still on the field, and she said, "Coach, just giving you a heads up, it's about 10 miles out." So she saw it coming. I mean, she was, you know, keeping up with it as it came through, and again, that was a call she had to make. And certainly, she has that ability to do that, and you know, made the referees aware of it. And you know, obviously it was a good call because we saw the lightning popping around us a little bit. And you know, thankfully for us, our kids were able to stay focused and, you know, had a good situation where we could kind of stay put where we were at and just kind of wait it out.
What does that time look like? It was about we counted about 57-58 minutes. What does that time look like, and how do you keep your kids focused in a situation like that?
The big thing for us was obviously getting in that halftime room. You know, we went ahead and let them unbuckle their straps and everything, kind of lay down. A lot of those guys already had their earbuds and phones and stuff, so they were already listening to some music. And you know, for the last 10 minutes when we knew we were getting closer, we got them strapped back up, and you know, we got a whiteboard in there, so we started going back over stuff that we had done during the week and making sure we were set on some stuff. And of course I felt a little bit you know, bad for those guys over there. Certainly that's not the most hospitable place.
Right.
Over on that side.
Especially with the heat.
You know, we were sitting there in air conditioning, so that was nice to have for us. But, you know, once we got on the field, I mean, you saw a really good game all the way through, but especially first half. I mean, to have the score the way it was, obviously thought Coach Allison and his staff did a really good job and had some good trick plays up their sleeve and, you know, pulled those out. But kept their team in it. Quarterback kept their team in it like we knew he would. And just a really good, you know, really good ball game.
I noticed that I sensed that you wanted to find a way to jump on them first thing and try to take advantage, perhaps, of that delay, maybe them being back on their heels a little bit, electing to go ahead and receive. You guys were able to run down the field and get down the field early and jump out ahead 7-0.
You know, their defense, the one thing that I had saw in their local paper, their defense had really done a good job. They had not been scored on in 10 quarters. So 2.5 games Those guys had not been scored on. So, you know, we really made it something that we wanted our offense to try to score every quarter. That was our goal last night. And when we got that first score, you know, it was funny. As they come off, they said, Coach, that streak's not alive anymore. Yeah. So, you know, our kids are aware of these things, and we try to make them aware of it. But, again, it was a really good ball game, and enjoyed that last night.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
As part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Heyward Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospitals. Heyward Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, general, interventional cardiology, women's care, sleep lab, imaging, pediatrics, and GI center. For more information, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myheywoodregional.com.
Again, Pisgah yesterday finding a way to get a big win. We were talking just a little bit about that, but, you know, specifically, you know, getting out there and jumping on them 7-0. And you're right, Coach, we saw them do some things. There were a couple plays that they ran on a two-point conversion and then on a halfback pass. We saw some things. They kind of pulled some things out of the playbook right there to try to stay with us. And you know, those kids, we talked about this too. Those kids, you're right. Those kids were coming in at 4-0, only giving up 6 points a game, scoring 35, 40, whatever points the average was. Those kids felt like that, at least in the first half, that they could go out there and compete with us. And they were a well-coached team, too, that was really ready to play, it seemed like to me.
They were, you know, very well prepared. Obviously, we knew the threat that the quarterback was, the running back, we talked about him last week, and also the receiver. And I thought our guys did a really good job banging on that tailback. I thought they kind of took him out of the game early by being physical on him. The receiver didn't show up as much as I thought that he would. But the quarterback was every bit as good as we knew he was. And certainly he made us pay on some third down situations and, you know, kept them in the game. And, you know, we were talking about some, you know, looking at some stats earlier, you know, offensively had 477 yards of total offense, 25 first downs, mm-hmm. which I thought was huge. Mm-hmm. You know, time of possession was certainly in our favor. Tanner had a phenomenal night running the ball, you know, struggled a little bit passing it, but he came right back around on the run and, you know, just a really good job. Had five different receivers, seven different rushers. Eric Robinson had a really good game running the ball. He was over 100 yards of rushing. I wanted to speak on this today from last night, and I thought it showed really good class from our fan base. And I hope we got a lot of listeners here this morning that was at the game last night. You know, Eric dropped a pass out in the open field mm-hmm. that we had kind of set up and, you know, been shooting that short route, and finally mm-hmm. slipped him through. And I'm telling you, there is nobody in the stadium that was more devastated than Eric.
Sure.
And our fans, once Eric turned and came back and dropped it, our fans were clapping for him. And I just thought it showed great class. Because that, you know, nobody goes out there and wants to fail, and, sure. and Eric didn't either. And he had a phenomenal game besides that. But, you know, that situation happened. It does sometimes. But, you know, really, really proud of the way our fans reacted. It certainly helped Eric get back in the
exactly.
game.
Exactly.
And, you know, he finished off a really good night on the offensive side of the ball.
You were talking about Tanner some, and you're right, you know, a little bit of a struggle. At times throwing the football. Now you go back and look at the stats, that, you know, that doesn't necessarily bear itself out a little bit, but I think he would probably tell you that he felt maybe a little bit off throwing the football. But again, his legs were tremendous last night. I don't remember if I wrote down exactly what he ended up with, but he had, I believe, like, you know, I think it was 102, 103 in the first half, finished out with, you know, whatever it was, 180 or whatever. He was just dominant running the football and got into the end zone, I think, three times too. So, again, he was able to offset some of the problems, I guess, that he might would have felt throwing with, you know, really having a tremendous output in terms of running the football.
Well, absolutely, and I think our line did a really good job. You know, you were mentioning Tanner Stass had 182 yards, had six touchdowns. You know, accounted for six touchdowns last night. So certainly a big part of our offense. I thought you saw two really good quarterbacks again. Mm-hmm. Guys, how many times have we said that this year? Yeah. I mean, you go back to the Murphy game and Joe Curry and the season that he's having. Of course, Kane Ballard that we saw last week. I mean, you're seeing some really good quarterback play. And, you know, certainly Tanner is right in the mix with that. But just a really good night offensively, defensively. You know, we gave up eight first downs in the first half, only three in the second half. Mm-hmm. I thought the adjustments that were made at halftime and the way the kids came out in the second half really showed. 238 yards of offense in the first, gave up a lot of yards, and turned around and gave up 51 yards
right.
in the second half. Again, you know, our guys, for whatever reason, every game this year have finished stronger
right.
than we started.
Right.
And that's such a good thing, especially going into conference play, to have that momentum and to know that these kids are going to rise to that occasion and to that challenge. And I just did a really good job of that last night. I really bragged on them after the game. That's something that this team has, you know, can kind of hang their hat on a little bit.
Particularly defensively. Like I said, we talked about the exact same thing last week, and you said last week it would have been nice to have had a fifth quarter last week just to see how things would have shaked out. But, I mean, I didn't even realize that, you know, that we had shut them down to the degree that we had in the second half. When you're talking about only giving up 51, that's just not much right there. And I think your kids, and we talked about this too, your kids are – in shape in the fourth quarter, and their defense was out on the field a lot, it seemed like, in the second half, but you could tell at the end that our kids were in a little bit better shape, both physically and mentally, and that goes as a testament to everything that you've been doing so far over the summer and in the early fall.
Well, it's a process. You know, you don't want to peak too early, and you don't want to, you know, and sometimes I'm at fault for that. I go back to the Murphy game, and, you know, I felt like we were, at least I was trying to keep us from being injured and didn't go as hard at it, you know, in that preseason maybe as I could have in that preparation, but you know, it's been a good non-conference schedule. I'll be honest with you, Polk was not one that we saw being undefeated when you looked at what they had done last year.
Sure.
You know, so we felt like the really, really big games were obviously going to be the Murphy game and the Tuscola and the Greenville. So this one, Polk being where it was at, you know, threw another wrench into it, and you're sitting there, man, look at the schedule we've played and look at the success these teams have played, you know, have had. But I'm hopeful that, again, it's going to make us better once we start conference play.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
In challenging tax times, you should have the best qualified tax advisor you can find. Talk to Lewis Pitts, an enrolled agent, the highest credential the IRS awards. Enrolled agents have unlimited practice rights. They are unrestricted as to which taxpayers they can represent, what types of tax matters they can handle, and which IRS offices they can represent clients before. Lewis Pitts Tax and Accounting Services, I-40 Exit 33 on Newfound Road, 648-1625.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
We talked some a little bit last night about how well we felt like the coaching matchup was, and again you went against a guy that has seen a lot of things and has had a successful career both in North Carolina and South Carolina, and that showed. I think you know, ultimately in the end, in terms of our conditioning and our will and certainly the coaching decisions we may pay off. But, you know, you guys went out there against somebody that's been around the block or two, and he really did have his kids prepared in a lot of good ways.
That's why that's when you really enjoy the games, when you've got two good teams, two really good and well-coached teams, and for the most part show a lot of class as they play. I always ask our chain guys when the game's over with, how were they, you know, on that side. And you know, they really gave them a lot of compliments, their coaching staff, their kids, how they behaved and acted on the sideline. And certainly I hope, you know, chain people would say the same thing for us, you know, when we go to away games. But those are the games that are really enjoyable because, you know, both teams are going to play hard. You know, they're going to be well coached. There's going to be some big play calling that's going to happen, you know, during the game. And that's fun. You know, that's fun to be a part of.
There are some key things that we saw last night. One of the things that I picked up on, and I did not want to forget this, I thought Jackson made a play out there in the flat on a ball that could have really changed the game in the second half, you know, getting a hand up and knocking it down. There was another play, and I can't remember who it was, who your DB was, that had gotten turned around a little bit, got turned back around. It's about at the 20 on the Polk was going towards the north end, but got turned around and had to circle the wagons and get a hand up. My point in saying those things is when you needed to get some defensive stops there last night to keep things, you know, under control and keep Polk from finding a way to get a lead and then, you know, maybe even establishing that further down the road, you guys were able to do that. Saw a lot of players last night come up big, and I keep going back to that in my mind, defensively especially.
Second half was a big half for us, and you know that was the challenge at halftime was getting these kids to rally, to come back out, and you know, and they challenged themselves, and that's what's really good to see. I thought, to me, one of the biggest plays, one of the most critical plays, was when we come back out of halftime and we kept them from crossing the 50 on the kickoff. And when I got our kickoff team out there, I said, if we can keep them from crossing that 50, because we were already back kicking from the 25-yard line because of the penalty before halftime, it would give our defense a chance. And we did that. And that was really good to see. I thought Brian and Justin both did a really good job on kickoffs, pinning them back. You know, we had 5 PATs last night off, so we missed one of them in there. Cam helped us flip the field a couple times on the punt team. And we knew that it was just going to be how important those were going to be in this tight ball game. And, you know, I know we gave up one big punt return. I was certainly disappointed in that. And they went on in and scored a couple plays after that. But for the most part, I thought our special teams helped us out throughout the game.
I always ask you this. Did you see anything last night that you didn't see in the film study prior from them?
You know, the only thing that we saw last night was obviously the tailback pass, you know, that they threw out there and the fake field goal. And you know, I'll tell you, the fake field goal was just a great play call. That was a lot of film study, things that he had seen us do off of the edge. So certainly once that happened, we knew it and we backed off of it and moved some people around and came right back and Chase got a block, which was huge, you know, in the game. And of course, the halfback pass that you had talked about earlier. We hadn't seen that, and we had quite a few films. So, you know, Coach Aulis had held that in his pocket a little bit and, of course, felt like showing it last night.
And, again, we were talking about second half. It felt like in the first half that, you know, their quarterback was more willing to tuck a little early and then try to scramble and make some things happen with his legs. I think what I saw in the second half is that, you know, defensively, we were – maybe a little bit more discipline and staying in the gaps that we needed to stay in to keep him from getting flushed out. And I thought I saw him a little bit in the second half get frustrated because he was not able to get out there and then started looking back downfield again, oftentimes not finding anybody. That discipline your guys showed in the second half and really paying attention to what you guys talked about, I'm sure at halftime, really paid off, I think.
There's a really fine line when you're playing of being too aggressive and not being disciplined. And, you know, the style of play that Pisgah has been known for way before me has always been an aggressive physical style. And in doing that, a lot of times you will, when you face good quarterbacks like that, especially on the defensive line, you'll end up going by him because you're being so aggressive going at it or looking for that big hit, you know, as a linebacker coming up trying to take that quarterback one-on-one. And that was the thing that we talked about at halftime was just getting back in, you know, playing under control, still playing aggressive, but being able to play under control and really keep that quarterback in front of you. And I thought we did a good job of that. I thought the fact that he was having to play safety as well, as much as we were running to the boundaries, he was having to cover a lot of field all night long. And he did not seem as quick in the fourth quarter as what he was to start the game, and I felt like we were still getting stronger, and I certainly think that had something to do with it as well.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
The first county hospital in North Carolina, Haywood Regional Medical Center has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1929. With a Joint Commission and chest pain accredited hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and a hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physicians' practices ensuring every aspect of your health is covered. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Get great results in your fall paint and staining projects. Choose Valspar and Cabot from Hometown Hardware and save $10 a gallon with mail-in rebate. All Orca coolers in stock, 10% off. Get a 4-cubic-foot steel wheelbarrow for $34.99. Better buys at your box alternative. Hometown Hardware with 3 convenient locations. And now call 828-ILOVE-HH.
Coach, we'd certainly be remiss to not talk about something else I thought that we did a terrific job with, really on both sides of the ball. Again, first half, sometimes they would find ways to get their quarterback out in space and make things happen with his legs. But I thought you got good pressure, and certainly that was evident at the end of the game. We saw a huge sack to finish up. I think it was AJ. It was a huge sack there at the end. Finally got to him and made a big play back there, but did a great job, I felt like, defensively up front. And then again, offensively, when you've got two backs that are up over 100 yards and you're running the football for 250, 300, it's because a lot of times it's because of the guys making things happen up front and doing what they need to do to help us.
Absolutely. And blocking on the edge. You know, we do so much stuff to the boundary, and I know we got called a couple times last night for holding calls or blocking a back, but I mean, that is, people don't understand how tough that is to block out an open field, one-on-one, because you have such a big distance between you and that defender, and you've got to, position yourself just right not to get something called. And sometimes it happens. Coach Aulis, to be in the back pocket of that official over there, that was vintage Coach Aulis, and somebody who's been there and done it for a long time, and got in the referee's ear, and I thought there were a few calls that were over there that probably shouldn't have been, but for the most part, I thought those guys did a good job as well. And again, just a really good solid ball game last night. I don't think that he's going to have any injuries coming out of it. I know I saw his tailback limping just a little bit, but, hopefully everybody came out healthy, and I think they'll do well in their conference. Obviously, you got Mitchell and Mountain Heritage that are still undefeated there that they've got to go through, but, he's got a fine ball club too.
You came out of last night again pretty healthy. We saw Rome, I think, get dinged up just a little bit. Of course, he had another brilliant game, by the way, but it felt like last night you guys kind of came out of things pretty healthy. You might come out of the bye week as healthy as you've been since March or April.
I think so. I think so, considering we got, Christian Kermeens back from the ACL.
Right.
He's back full go. Zeke could have played a little bit last night. We ended up deciding to hold him again, and he will be back full. He's closer and closer. Tyson Willis, who came back off an injury, played last night, played quite a bit. I think that the pieces are at least coming back together for us as we get ready to, start conference. And then we told the kids last night, I'm excited. I think we can make a run. Once we get this conference slate going, and going to be at home again when we get back playing, so it'll be nice to be back down in the stadium. And I don't know if anybody noticed last night, we had our had our netting
we
up down there in the end zone, and for the first time, I don't have to be searching for any game balls up in the trees because I've got 4 stuck up there right now.
But, really?
So that's going to be nice to not have to fool with that no more. But a lot of community effort with that. They got that taken care of, and certainly proud of how we have tried to do, you know, take care of the stadium and do those things. But, you know, a lot of outside work goes into that.
We talked about this, and I don't want to get too far off on this. I was talking to Dad about this at the end of the game. Again, field turf lifespan, manufacturer's lifespan has just about ended, but still in pretty good shape. Do you feel like that turf replacement could happen in the next year?
I think we're a year to 2 years away. Their span is coming up maybe next year. I know that our county has done a really good job. They clean it for us before every game. They're sweeping it for us, dress it up nice. You know, we've got some tears on it in the seams. You know, obviously the new turf that's going in now, there's not near as many seams.
Right.
You know, that's one thing that has changed. So, you know, once that takes place, you know, certainly excited about maybe looking at some different colors on the field and, you know, maybe dressing up the end zones with a solid color. You know, we've looked at maybe going back to the old diamonds that used to get painted in there.
Yeah,
there's,
yeah.
You know, so many ideas that are out there, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. I know Coach Allison and I had talked last night. He had gone to South Carolina and coached at T. O'Hanna, and they had turf down there. And when he came back to Polk, he had grass, and we were laughing. He said, I had forgotten how much work goes into those grass fields. And I told him, I said, Coach, I won't go back to one if I can keep from it. I said, it's certainly a nice luxury to have.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law, are proud to sponsor the Brett Chappell Show. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton, Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to pardeehospital.org.
Real quickly, just a couple of scores I want to share. Newton Conover beating Lincolnton last night, 35-14. East Lincoln over Lake Norman Charter, 28-7. Patton won, 42-18 over Ford. Shelby got beat again by South Point, South Carolina, 25-0. High Brighton a winner over Bunker Hill, 49-3. And Robinson upsetting Mount Pleasant last night. Those are all teams, by the way, that we could see here in November when we finish up. Of course, you go into the bye week this week, Coach, but there's a couple things that you want to address kind of beforehand.
Yes, you know, obviously, being in a place like this, being here at Pisgah High School in Canton, rumor mills are part of what we deal with all the time, unfortunately. And, you know, I already started to get a little buzz about, you know, me possibly leaving and all of these things. Again, I got questioned about it this week and bothersome to me.
Sure.
And I don't mind telling you, I mean, we got people who are going to go out and, you know, talk about it, whether they may be jealous of the success we've had or they're wanting somebody else to be in my position, whatever that may be. And you're having these conversations at barbershops and wherever else. The one thing that I hope people have understood from me, and I was the same way at East Henderson, I will never, for myself personally, make any decisions without involving my team, whether it's my players, my coaches, and my administration. When I had applied for the job here at Pisgah High School, I met with my team before I sent in my resume. I mean, my team knew that I was applying for another job. And if my kids are not talking about it here, there's probably a pretty good chance there ain't much to it.
Right.
But it is bothersome because I'm very happy here.
Sure.
My family's happy here. My kids enjoy the school system. You know, obviously, Lori works at Champion Credit Union. They have been great. And that's bothersome to me because I just think that puts a bad vibe out there that's not there. And, you know, that becomes frustrating. But, again, I understand that's part of it. But I have no intentions on going anywhere. I really enjoy working in the community here, being with our younger kids. And certainly I'm looking for a lot of success down the road.
I think that, and I'll say this, and I'm in similar business, and of course, Dad doing what he did for 38 years. The other thing about that, I think a lot of times perhaps people don't really understand how tough it is for people like Lori, and in particular, how tough it is for coaches' children, too, to have to be around those things. That's just not really fair, and you always want to ask people, and I would ask people, to think about people's families, and we're talking about situations like this, and be thoughtful about those things. But again, look forward to continue to having you around, and again, we've got a good thing going on right now at Pisgah, for sure. Again, we will be off the air next week with the bye week. We'll be back here next Saturday morning with the Brett Chappell Show before going in and playing on Smoky Mountain. Have you had a chance to see them yet?
We have. Yeah, we've already got a little bit of film on Smoky. Obviously, played Tuscola really good last night. We know the fit they gave us last year when they came over here. So we know we're going to have our hands full. Quarterback's back. The one that came in last year as a backup, right, and really gave us a hard time. So I anticipate a really good ball game. Most of our conference is going to be open next week. I think Franklin may be the only team that's right, playing. But should be everybody getting rested and healed up and, ready to make a five-game push.
Pisgah in good shape right now. We'll look forward to talking to everyone again next week. For Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.